Good morning, millennials, and welcome back to The Toast. It's Friday. Hope everyone's doing well, feeling fine, giving Fri-yay energy.
It's Fri-yay energy for sure. We're back together.
We are.
It's a very joyous Friday. We have so much to celebrate. So many causes to celebrate.
So many raisons d'être, right?
So many joie de vivre.
So many joie de vivre. Today is Friday. It's giving well-deserved. Mm-hmm. It's giving conclusion.
Yeah. To this week, I guess, yeah, because next week, next show, you're gone.
Oh my God, I didn't even put together. This is my last show on Earth. No, it's my last show for a week.
Yeah, so next week is guest co-host with me. I have such a fun week lined up, but wow, a lot's going to happen between this show and the next show.
We're going to be properly celebrated.
We have a full day today. We have our party tomorrow. Then I'm going home. Then I'm starting Toast
week. Guest, yeah,
co-host week. It's going to be really fun. Wow, busy, busy.
Busy, busy.
Busy bee.
So today is just kind of giving, you know. It's kind of the last time we can talk about Toastiversary.
This year.
Oh, this year.
It's crazy that Toastiversary happens every year, actually, but we're acting
not
like
on this
doesn't.
Level.
No, it does not on this level. That's what I just keep trying to say is like, why now? Why this year have we just decided, balls to the walls, we're going to make the biggest deal out of this?
This time last year, you were pregnant.
Yeah, that was cerclage.
You were having a cerclage. We were not like stopping to smell the roses.
No, I think I posted an IG story like, happy 5 years of Toast. Wow.
Right. We didn't make reels that went viral.
No, certainly not. I don't even think I posted to my grid.
So this year's just different. Also, five is you know, different than six. Some would argue it's smaller than six, you know?
But in some ways it's bigger? Question mark? No, but I feel good that we've just landed on the number six.
And I feel good that we just use it as an excuse to throw a party, to have you here. Jackson, New York, nothing better. Like,
we had a girly swirly night out last night.
We did. We had dinner. We had drinks. It was fabulous.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun. Not to like rub it in.
Rub it in, because you guys like weren't invited and you never will be. No. But like, it was so good to see the girlies, especially you haven't seen a lot of the girlies in so long.
Yeah, just
IRL.
Like, such a fun night with friends. Friendships are so important.
You know what's so funny? I was actually thinking that at the table last night. Like, it's so good to have friends.
Yeah. And it's like we all get caught up in our own lives, but it's so, it's really just great perspective just to like chat with the girlies, hear about them, they hear about you. It makes you realize like, I feel like you get so in the weeds on stuff and sometimes you just need to download on your friends.
I completely agree. And I too looked around the table and I said, good girls.
These are good girls. We had a good time. We had good food.
Good food.
We drank awesome shooters. We listened to awesome music. And we did indeed soak up each other's awesomeness.
And that's kind of if you're feeling like Jackson, I look like a little weary, a little tired. It's because we gave it all to the girly swirly night out. Like,
yeah.
Emotionally. And I'm not even talking about it. It wasn't that crazy. I was home by 10. Like, it was an emotional dinner. I gave all of me to dinner.
You were emotional?
You were.
Oh my God.
Barely. When you're talking about Charlie, we got a little choked up. But no, I wasn't emotional. I just mean like I gave so much of myself, my
yeah,
social battery.
I left it all at the restaurant.
I left it all in that little corner booth.
Yeah, it was a great table too.
We got a round table, which is just so
and
far
it was
superior.
Like half booth round table.
Round tables, I feel, are, you know, they're not ergonomical. You know, in a restaurant, I feel like if you want to fit in as many people as you can to a restaurant, which I think, you know, in New York, when you're trying to make your rent, that's what you do. Square tables are the answer. But round tables, if you can afford the luxury, are that a luxury. They're palatial. They're stately.
No one was left out of the combo. I don't feel like I didn't catch up with someone. I feel like
it's
we were
true.
Having group conversations.
It's
we weren't
true.
Siloed.
And you have a round dining table in your home at home and in your dining room at home, excuse me, in your home at home. And let me tell you, the meals I've had there, I feel so well communicated. I feel so well situated.
In touch with everyone.
In touch.
We kept in touch.
We KIT'd.
We KIT'd. So we're going to keep KIT'ing this weekend. We have a really fun day planned.
Mm-hmm.
We've got lots of activities. I got Botox.
And shout how do you
out,
feel?
Shout out Dr. Yeezy for this swatch. I keep forgetting I got it. And then I look in the mirror and I'm like, not moving. My eyebrows are still.
Takes time.
Grumpy face, angry birds. But I, you know, it's literally only been 12 hours. But my up top wrinkles, they are on their way out. So it's just a very exciting time for little to no face movement.
You look literally so different.
Do I?
Yeah, with your Botox, like 10 years younger.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
I just feel like it's like, no, I don't.
No, you do. Like, you look fresh.
Do I?
sound off in the comments, you guys. Jackie thinks I'm being facetious.
Yeah, because
she tells me I can't take a compliment.
No, because I don't, like, it doesn't make you look different.
No, you do look different. So explain that.
Things to explain that.
That. Things in which to explain
that. Okay. Well, sound up in the comments. Only with nice stuff, please. I'm just not in the mood.
And then the stories. What do you feel?
So here's the thing. There is major, like, breaking news today. There's one major story. And then the rest sort of, like, fall by the wayside compared to the one story. I don't even want you to think too hard about what it is, because I'm sure you've seen it.
Okay.
But it's really major news.
Okay, now I'm, like, intrigued. It's only been 6 minutes, but should we dive in? I'm dying to know what it is. Is it related to OJ?
No. There's no OJ follow-up.
Yeah, I feel like today. The OJ follow-up was Caitlyn Jenner tweeting good riddance. Like, yeah. Honestly, hysterical. Especially for anyone to say that, yes. For someone who's, like, low-key connected to OJ and the whole saga through, you know, Chris's ex-husband, even crazier.
Yeah, which is why, did they start their podcast yet?
Keeping Up With Sports, Goose. No.
They didn't?
I mean, I feel like we would have heard something about it.
I agree, but I feel like with a podcast, like, when you announce it, you've got to start rolling tape.
If you announce it without a first episode, like, what's the point?
It's not like a movie.
It's bad marketing.
Anyways, all is that to say, like, Caitlyn's willing to say it and mention it all, which is why I'm curious to listen to Coos.
Which is, like, the makings of a good podcaster, someone who, like, doesn't give a fuck and just, like, says crazy shit.
Yeah.
You might be onto something there.
Time will tell.
So I'm ready to dive in because I'm actually very curious what this first story is. Where have I been all day?
Just don't even think about it.
Okay.
Without further ado, here are the Fast Five stories that you need to know.
And the Fast Five stories that you need to know are brought to you by Primally Pure. We've all been there. Achy cramps, PMS, pain, all the signs that your cycle has arrived. But what if we told you that your monthly flow could become a friend, not a period that you dread? Primally Pure has just launched their Cycle Soothing Spray, which is expertly formulated and research-backed with over 2,700 milligrams of elemental magnesium per bottle. It's a miracle mineral known to ease discomfort and soothe period symptoms. Their exclusive aroma blend contains 9 sweet and spicy essential oils with synergistic benefits that have been used for centuries to support women's health and homeostasis. So if you're craving fewer cramps and a calmer nervous system, all you need is Cycle Soothing Spray from Primally Pure Period. I feel like girlies who have had their period for so long and, like, always just know to expect cramps, we've tried everything and really very few things work, and you don't want to, like, be constantly popping pain reliever. Cycle Soothing Spray from Primally Pure, which is just a brand that I trust wholeheartedly ever since they cleared this insane sunburn I had on my, you know, what is that, like, my rib area, my midriff. Yeah, I wear crop tops. And I love Primally Pure, and I think that this is a brilliant product. I also think magnesium is just, like, an amazing mineral / vitamin that whatever they're, you know, doing with that magnesium, I trust. If you're tired of discomfort during your monthly menstrual cycle, try the Cycle Soothing Spray from Primally Pure at primallypure.com/toast. That's www.primallypure.com/toast. Use code toast at checkout for 15% off your order of Primally Pure. Today's episode is also brought to you by Saks.com. Jackie and I have decided that we are saying yes to warm weather this year, and that means we are stepping up our wardrobes with the help of Saks.com. Everybody knows Saks.com is the place to shop. They're making it easy for us to jump into spring and summer fashion trends as we approach the warmer seasons. So whether you're looking for new boots for Stagecoach, beachwear for St. Barts, new activewear for a 5K that you are perhaps training for, they've got it all at Saks.com. Saks.com is super fun and very easy to shop on, with brands that we love like Staud, Loewe, Favorite Daughter. They do a great job of finding up-and-coming designers so you can hop onto the newer trends before everybody else is, like, following you because they're a loser. For the Eras Tour, I personally was able to get my hands on a Danielle Guizio skirt from Saks before everybody else hopped on the trend, thanks to Saks.com. So with different curated shops like Spring Wedding Guest, The It Girls Closet, Designer Shop, Date Night, Saks makes it easy for you to find exactly what you're looking for. You can find anything from a cozy vibe to a more elevated look at Saks.com. So discover new ways to shop for everything, every day at Saks.com. That's Saks.com. Don't get left behind. Spring is here. Like, it's hot. My hair, you probably can tell, is humid. It's spring. And if you don't have the right wardrobe, that's embarrassing. So go to Saks.com. Saks.com. Today's episode is also brought to you by Mary and George, our new favorite show on Stars. Mary and George is a Stars original. It's inspired by the story of Mary Villiers, who molded her beautiful and charismatic son George to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. So through outrageous scheming, the pair rose from humble beginnings to become the richest, most titled, and influential players the English court had ever seen. This is just one of those stories from history that like, you might not have heard of, and seeing it played out so well done on Stars is amazing, but like the actual story, you just can't believe that it's true. The show is so good. It stars Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine. They star in the show, and critics are calling it sexy, witty, and darkly rewarding. You can watch Mary and George now only on Stars and in the Stars app. Jax and I are truly obsessed with period pieces, and Mary and George is no exception. Mary is played by Julianne Moore, and her character pretty much has nothing left to her name, so she is desperate to elevate her social standing, and I just want to say we've all been there, and we can't judge Mary for what she did, but we can watch it on Stars. So watch now on Stars and in the Stars app. That's obviously Stars, S-T-A-R-Z. The show is called Mary and George, and you can watch it now only on Stars and in the Stars app. Enjoy.
It's giving swirly biography.
It is giving swirly biography.
Our first story, the big breaking news of the day. Mm-hmm. Golden Bachelor bombshell.
Yeah.
Gary Turner and Teresa Nist are divorcing after 3 months of marriage. You guys, love is dead.
Yeah.
This is shocking. I have a hot take. I'm sorry. I'm shocked.
This is shocking. It's embarrassing. The Golden Bachelor was supposed to be better than this. Mm-hmm. Like, this is giving, who was that couple? Chris Soules and Whitney? Well, I think they were like the shortest people to ever be engaged for like the shortest amount of time from that show.
Yeah.
This is shorter. Like, this is...
Well, at least these got married. No, this isn't shorter. This is 3 months married. And they got married.
You're right.
No, I'm sorry. Is that worse? The Golden Bachelor was supposed to be better than this. They were supposed to set the standard. They were supposed to bring the Bachelor back to the seriousness that it started as. And this...
It's kind of a disgrace.
This is disgraceful.
Older people should know better not to be so reckless into like getting married to someone who you're not absolutely sure of. Like, I don't know. I hate to judge
them.
And older
people should be like more sure of things and of themselves and of other people and like know thyself.
This is kind of tacky. Like,
no, I'm sorry. This really tarnishes the Golden Bachelor brand, which was pretty much pristine. Even Jerry and his hot tub couldn't.
They tried to take him down and they didn't, but this just might.
Like, I need to know what happened.
And to be completely honest, I don't know if anyone in particular is to blame, but I feel like this reflects really poorly on Jerry, and I'm disappointed in him. I expected more from him, and honestly, I feel like maybe that article was onto something.
About him? You think just it was his character behavior on his part? This is what their statement said, not that it would ever say, like,
mean
hey.
Anything. I cheated on Jerry.
I messed up. Teresa and I have had a number of heart-to-heart conversations, and we've looked closely at our situation, our living situation, and so forth, and we've come to the conclusion mutually that it's probably time for us to dissolve our marriage. We have received so much love and support from so many people who watch Golden Bachelor, and I don't think we can tell you how many people told us it gave them so much hope. We want none of that to change for anybody. I just feel like in some situations, like, famous couples don't want to break up because of how it would affect, like, their fans.
And, are you talking about famous couples or famous couples throughout history?
Both.
Yeah.
It's throughout history. It's a classic trope. Like, you don't want to let down the people. And usually it's like, listen, you've got to do what's best for yourself. Like, you can't stand an unhappy marriage.
But in this
situation, they should have stayed together because, like, the message was more important than their personal happiness.
No, I completely agree. Like, down with them and their inner peace. What they stood for this country, was more integral than any sort of, you know, happiness that they would find with any other people. So just... They can live separate lives. We would never need to know about it.
Yeah.
But I agree. They should have done more for the country.
They should have faked it till they made it.
They should have done more for us.
And I just don't know why they couldn't make it work. Seriously. I just expect like people to be older to like do better. Seriously.
No, by the way, that's the thing. Why this is so shocking is because we expected more.
I'm like so angry.
We expected more from... When I saw this, like my initial reaction was just like, you're kidding. I rolled, like, my eyes couldn't have rolled further behind my head if I tried. Like, you're supposed to be different. You're supposed to be better than the slum, like the scum that usually acts like this. Maybe people are going to say we're being harsh. I'm enormously disappointed.
Or I think that were naive to think that, like, this could work.
They should be listening and learning. They should be doing better. And until then, I really don't want to hear from them.
Like, seriously, we were rooting for you. We were all rooting for you. We all were rooting.
And to be honest, like, I am not interested in seeing either of these two people's faces ever again. Like, after what they put me through, they're not public figures to me anymore. Like, their careers are as over as quickly as they started. Like, I don't want to keep up with Golden Bachelor's Teresa finds new love. I don't give a fuck, okay?
I feel like when Bachelor people are breaking up, like, they worry how it will affect, like, their, you know, they careers. Stay together longer because they're like, this will be bad for my career. And usually it's not, but like in this situation, this is bad for your career. Like, you should have stayed together for your careers.
Gary and Teresa, if you're listening to this, I want to look you dead in the eyes. You're dead to me, okay? You make me
like, they seriously killed love.
It's so important to just add context. Jackie and I did not watch the show.
No, I didn't even see a minute of it. Like,
I was compelled to, and that says a lot because it takes a lot to compel me.
They should have just like waited at least a year. This is insane. This is childish behavior.
It is a shit stain on the image of the Golden Bachelor, on the brand. It has left an indelible mark that I don't know if the franchise will ever seriously come back from.
And I just want to say all the things that they're worried about, like that they were worried about when they put out.
It's not just your anxiety. Like those fears are validated.
They're true. They're coming true. And you shouldn't have released
it. And by the way, given what you've done, I think we should, you know, be the first of many media companies to, we're going to put like an embargo on that. I will not reward this type of behavior. Gary and Teresa, although I do blame Gary more. I don't know why.
Because he made the wrong choice.
I will not be covering, like, your career, dead in the water.
You'll never work in this town again.
And I say that with my whole fucking chest. You will never work in this town again.
Hopefully you didn't go on the show for the wrong reasons. Because if you went on for the right reasons, then this doesn't bother you.
Remains unaffected.
Great, I can go back to my peaceful private life.
Correct. So it's literally like it's trash. It's trash behavior.
Like 2 days in a row, like news stories that actually have surprised me.
Yeah, I kind of love that. At least like Hollywood is keeping us on our toes.
Yeah, I do feel like a jaded consumer of entertainment news.
No, but I feel like when it comes to this story, I think we're all having the same sort of reaction.
Like crisis of self.
Yeah, I think like Gary and Teresa are probably getting a lot of hate. And they deserve it.
And I just want to say, do not send
send hate Gary's way. Were you about to say that?
Do not send hate their way. Here's the policy. They are just no longer public figures.
The thing is, you can't send hate to someone who doesn't exist.
No love, no hate. Like, this isn't a hateful message I'm sending. It's like a disappointment. And I have to, like, forgive you.
There's a little bit of hate in my message.
I have to forget you.
I want to forgive you because I have to forget you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, seriously, don't send hate Gary and Teresa's way.
Don't send hate.
We're just all moving forward with disappointment in our hearts.
Yeah. A lot of it. Some of us more than others.
Yeah. Are you ready for our next story? A little major podcasting news.
MPN?
Yeah, not the usual kind, like slinging business deals, which we like.
Okay, wait. Before we go back, I know we usually do Weenie of the Week at the end of the show. I think we should just call it right now. Weenies of the Week are Teresa and Gary.
Yeah.
Okay. Fair. So we don't even have to do that segment.
Unanimous verdict. Yeah.
I wish I had my gavel.
Somewhere.
It's here. Over there.
Oh, I see it.
Yeah.
Our next story, the big podcasting news, New Heights Live Show. Oh. Live show.
It's New Heights Live Show. It's New Heights Live. Live show. It's a New Heights Live Show. It's New Heights Live.
New Heights Live. It's New Heights Live. It's New Heights Live.
I like that.
New Heights Live. Travis NHL. And Jason took their show on the road. Their podcast is massive, and that's what you do.
Yep.
When your podcast is big and you're in the off season.
If you're not us, yeah.
Is a live show. So they did their show.
At like an arena.
Yeah. And a lot happened. There was pyrotechnics. There was dancing. Yeah, I think Travis accepted a degree from the University of Cincinnati.
That's funny.
And I think they said, congrats, grads.
Well, by the way.
He's wearing a cap and gown.
I guess we have to wish Travis a congrats.
A congrats grad.
The thing is, like, they're doing like stereotypical like podcaster things, but they're doing it so in their own way. Like, I've never seen a live podcast like this, let alone at a stadium. They're usually at theaters. And with the pyrotechnics and the stage, and they had like this crazy intro and they were dancing. It honestly looked like a blast. They should take it on the road in conjunction with the Eras Tour. Honestly.
They should open up.
At this rate, they should open up for the Eras Tour.
Don't make this business.
They are so goofy. Though. No, and like seriously. Like, I'm sure it was a great show, but, like, to compare what they do to what Taylor does, like, it's actually disrespectful.
No comparison from me.
Me neither.
Except for, well, I guess they dance. They have fire.
Yeah.
I'm sure they're singing.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, where was the venue? It looked like where they do, like, college gymnastics.
Ohio. Maybe it.
Oh, well, that's their thing. They're from Cleveland. That makes sense.
Oh, that would make sense. Yeah. And it's the New Heights.
And do you think they're going to take this on the road, like in a more formal touring capacity?
I'm sure we could just say New Heights Live tickets.
Yeah.
Tickets, tickets, tickets. Tickets. Let's see. New Heights Live in Cincinnati. Oh, okay. New Heights Live.
Was it like a one-time thing?
Related events. Near you. Yeah, I'm not seeing.
Well, Well, maybe they wanted to see if it, like, if they liked it and if this would be a successful thing for them to do, like, when they're
I think so. Training. It's, I've seen a lot of headlines about it. I saw a lot of fanfare.
Me
I
too.
Think overall, it was really good.
And, like, who do you think was in attendance? Like, football fans or Swifties?
Not like Swifties who don't listen to their podcast. I think the people who listen to their podcast, which is a lot of people, it's number one all the time.
It is number one all the time. It's actually so crazy. I feel like for so long it was like Joe Rogan. And honestly, New Heights gives Joe Rogan, like, they're probably the only people on the podcasting landscape who actually give Joe Rogan a run for his money, like, who are even remotely close.
But, like, Smartless.
I don't think in terms of numbers they're even, like, remember Spotify just, well,
no, he's Spotify you can't exclusive. Go by Spotify. Yeah. Okay, no, I'm going to podcast all podcasts.
I mean, like, in terms of charts, yes, but in terms of, like, actual downloads.
Top episodes.
Like, Joe Rogan's number one, and then there's a bunch of shows that are always, like, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I don't think numbers 2 through 6 are even close in numbers.
Oh, I would agree with that.
But I think New Heights sometimes is.
Maybe when it's, like, the Super Bowl episode, but right now their episode from 2 days ago is, like, number 14. Like, Joe Rogan's episode from 2 days ago on Apple would be number one.
Yeah. No, that's fair.
So I don't know if he's losing sleep over them.
It's just really crazy, like, how successful they are. He should have them on.
I mean, maybe he has. We would know.
We would know if recently. Joe, I don't think they've definitely not been on together. I don't think they've been on separately either.
I'm not seeing anything.
That would be a good episode.
Well, jolly good show. Congrats, grads.
Congrats to the grads.
Who graduated.
Is the University of Cincinnati not a online school?
Why? No.
I don't know why. It's just giving University of Phoenix, you know?
No, I feel like they did it at their arena of University of Cincinnati. I also feel like there's a chance that's where Jason and Travis went to school.
Oh, you know what? You're totally right.
And is there a chance that Travis didn't graduate and then he just got his degree last
Sometimes
night?
When you go to the NFL, you, like, declare early and you don't graduate. Yeah, that's fair.
I mean, I'm sure these things, I could look them up. Not gonna.
It's also, like, my version better. Super crazy that, like, some people, like for years go to college, like, just graduate by, like, the skin of their teeth, whether it be for financial reasons, whether it be for academic reasons. And then, like, they just give out honorary degrees. Like, right. That is so crazy to me. Like, if I did earn a college degree. Like, when they give them out, like, yeah, that's low-key annoying. Like, I worked hard and I paid for this. Did you?
Yeah.
You know?
It's never bothered me.
No, but if you think about it, at its core, it's a bothersome ideal.
It's a bothersome ideal.
But no, I don't lose sleep over it, no.
No. Are you ready for our next story, which is some content news from our favorite content creators?
The Try Guys?
Close.
Who are our favorite content creators?
It's kind of a tricky question. I don't think you're going to get it. But they are, like, we're always talking about them and their content or lack thereof.
Kardashians?
No.
Okay, I have no idea.
Meghan and Harry.
Got it.
Meghan and Harry are launching 2 new shows on Netflix, featuring a cooking show and a show about professional polo. So Meghan and Harry are in the early stages of production.
Sorry, Harry, like, try as he may, like, he is uninteresting. Like,
Claudia, he's going to keep trying.
I'm sorry, like, I would watch a cooking show with Meghan Markle. You would seriously have to pay me $10 million to sit down and watch a piece of shit show about polo? First of all, like, bitch, this is America. We don't give a fuck. Second of all, we also, like, look, he don't care about you either. So, like, he's really trying to make fetch happen.
This is Harry. I gotta keep trying. Gotta keep my head held high.
The way you just said try, I know the word try means a lot to you. Like, try, guys, was so good. You had vibrato. Do you know what that is?
Yeah.
Like, when your voice, like, kind of shakes.
But, yeah,
like,
yeah, I know, from a musical instrument. It's like a...
Do it one more time.
Never mind. I gotta keep trying.
That was good, no?
I think it's because I came at the chorus straight on, so I didn't have to start from, like, I could switch the key.
Yeah.
You know, but when I start the song from the beginning, then when I hit that note, I'm somewhere else.
In a world all of your own. That was beautiful.
Anyways, here are the deets about the shows. Meghan and Harry making good on their big Netflix deal. So she is working on a series celebrating the joys of cooking, gardening, entertaining, and friendship.
And friendship. That honestly sounds like the description for Barefoot Contessa, how she ends every show
with her friends. I was going to say, for Joanna. Except for Joanna, it's with her kids and they, like...
No, Ina has a dinner party at the end of every episode.
No, it's factual. And I feel like it's a combination because she also, you know, then goes out to the chicken coop and gets the eggs and then uses the scraps from her meal, the onion shavings, and gives into the pigs.
Yeah, the compost. Like, it's definitely giving, you know, Ina, Joanna fusion.
It's Joanna. But it's kind of like that. That works.
I know. And to be honest,
like the perfect person to slot in for that.
Because she's like really beautiful to watch. But also Netflix has no content like that.
Yeah.
There's a lot of cooking shows on HBO Max. That's where Joanna's is. And mm-hmm. then of course Discovery, which is where like the Food Network stuff is. There's like no sort of lifestyle cooking, gardening content on Netflix, right?
No, not that I've watched. I guess like Great British Bake Off, but that's not even original to Netflix.
Competition doesn't count. It's a competition show, right? Yeah. Doesn't count. Because of course they have Nailed It, which is one of the best shows.
Leah Harrington, who produced Selena Gomez's cooking show, Selena and Chef.
People liked that.
Will serve as the showrunner. And then the second series will focus on one of Harry's favorite sports, polo. The Untitled Project is currently filming at the U.S. Open Polo Championship and is expected to take viewers behind the scenes of the glamorous game played on horseback.
Like, I just know when they were in these meetings with Netflix and, like, everyone was listening to Megan's idea. Like, what you just described, that show, to me, that show sounds like an instant success. Like, and I think when she announced her Riviera Orchard mayonnaise, whatever that thing was called.
R-O-M.
Orange Riviera.
American Riviera Orchard.
Thank you. We had said like a Joanna Gaines type of show in conjunction with this. This is exactly what we said we wanted from Megan.
And what they teased, and now this is in line with ARO.
And this is actually what I feel like we should have been getting from her from day one, like more lifestyle content. And I just know they were pitching this and the people at Netflix were like eating it up. Like, yes, Megan, this is what we've been wanting for you for 10 years. This is why we initially signed with you. And then Harry comes in with his big dumb idea and we're all just like, yeah, okay, sure. No, like mark my words, no one will watch the show.
For sure, but I feel like it's fine to just like park it at Netflix. They love a sports documentary. There isn't one about polo. Yeah. Okay, sure, you could do it. And plus they owe them content.
Well, and yes, and I feel like they've been waiting for Megan to deliver on this one like type of show. Like, this is perfect. I can't really put into words like how much I endorse this.
Well, also they had their documentary, Spill the Tea.
Yeah, Spill the Tea with Megan and Harry.
Yeah. Also, the thing about Megan's show, it's a great idea, and I look forward to watching it. It's going to be beautiful and like vibey, aesthetic, love it. But at the end of the day, the success of it will come down to her personality.
And how they promo.
No, not how they promo. She's going to get all the promo in the world. It's going to be gorgeous, fabulous. But when you're watching a cooking show, the person you are watching.
Oh, is this most, yes.
I need to not hate. Yeah. I need to like, I need to relate to, I need to not feel like she's trying to relate to me and like talk down. It's all going to hinge on her personality. And I think she's got it. She's got the Markle sparkle.
Yes.
Everyone talks about.
No, that's
about.
A good point. It's not as easy as people think. It's a formula.
The recipe for if people will actually like the show, she could have all the bells and whistles, like comes down to her personality.
1,000%. I completely agree with that. And I feel like everybody thinks they could do a cooking show. And there are many, many failed ones, especially like you think you're a celebrity and people like you, like sure. But you're right. You have to be like homely.
Mm-hmm.
There's also like a maternal thing there. Mm-hmm. You also, you're right. There's an element like this person's cooking from their $10 million home. Like, could I apply this to my own life? Yeah, you have free range chickens in the backyard, but I don't. And you always have to say, you know, store-bought is fine.
Yeah.
It's a formula. I completely agree. I do think she's got it.
Yeah. I think there's so much potential for the show, especially because maybe it's just like me living in my own world, but I do feel like things are trending towards like more homemade things and like even like sour. I don't
know. Tradwife energy.
If everything on everyone else's Instagram is about sourdough.
Yeah.
But there is a lot of interest in that sort of content.
For sure. Homegrown energy.
And it's like not all of us like live on a farm and have our own chickens. So like how can we fuse going to the grocery store with those like homemade.
How do you fuse like free range chickens in your backyard and free range chicken from the store bought? Like what's, how do you
I
meet in the middle?
I feel like there's a real opportunity there. Joanna like does a pretty good job of it, but that's not like
her life
mission.
Is a little bit unrealistic. Like a
but
little.
That's not her mission statement, but it is because she has so much money and she has like nice things, but she has a lot of kids and she cooks for them every night. Like people can relate to that, period.
No, for sure. I wasn't talking about money. I was talking about like the eggs and the butter being churned in the backyard.
Yeah.
And the goat milk. Oh, we want goat cheese. Let's go make some.
No, like literally she was making ground beef for meatballs and I think her husband killed the bear and then they put it through a meat grinder.
They take farm to table like to another level.
But that's just interesting it to is. Me. Because of course she's like, you can get the ground meat from the store. This is just like killer meat.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Anyways, I look forward to this.
So do I.
The polo one, I'm not your target demo.
Like the more I see from these two, like the more, like he's such a doofus. Like I really, like I have a lot of hate in my heart for Prince Harry.
I saw he was speaking on a panel. What was it called? It was like Uplift. I think he's like doing his
mental health journey.
Yeah. It's like, he took the stage for a session called Beyond Burnout at Better Up's Uplift Summit in San Francisco. Can you think of anything more dreadful? And no. Like, beyond burnout for him? Like,
No, what? Yeah, it's hard to relate.
It's really crazy that they position him this way.
Like, you don't have a job.
No, it's really crazy. He's their chief impact officer.
Oh, yeah. That was like a thing he did. He joined that mental health company.
BetterUp.
Yeah.
Things he did that.
Right. And it's definitely making an impact, so.
Yeah. Well, that's all you can hope for.
Yeah.
Are you ready for our next story?
What number is this?
Number four.
Is it the number four that's brought to you by ASPCA Pet Health Insurance?
It is, Turtaloo.
You know, pets are absolutely everything to us. I feel like half the show we just spend talking about our pets. And having pet insurance is of the utmost importance. Your pet is one of a kind. So is their journey. While every playful moment is a memory in the making, sometimes our cats and dogs are a little too good at getting into trouble. And that's why you should check out ASPCA Pet Health Insurance. Whether you already have a pet, you are getting a new pet, there's never a bad time. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care that they may need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years. They've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are. And because vet bills can really, really add up, especially when you're least expecting it, having ASPCA Pet Health Insurance is so important, and it's super simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and then you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills, and it'll go directly into your bank account. Couldn't be any easier for you if they tried. So to explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/toast. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/toast. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/toast. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance. Today's episode is also brought to you by Honey Love. So many things to love about Honey Love. I love their power short. I love a girdle. I'm like an old woman, you know. Shapewear is kind of my passion. The bras from Honey Love, the shapewear is, Honey Love is a brand I discovered a million years ago and have shopped for many years, and then becoming a sponsor is like the best thing to ever happen because A, like, we get to share it, and B, we get a code. So upgrade your uncomfortable shapewear. There, in this day and age, there's so many good options from Honey Love. You should not be getting home from a wedding like nauseous, and we've all been there. So support from today's episode comes from Honey Love. Whether you are a bride, you are a wedding guest, or you're simply seeking everyday soothing, Honey Love is the go-to for all things shapewear. They have revolutionized compression technology, so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating while wearing effective shapewear. I feel like all of us have, or maybe just me, like, been in the bathroom at an important event, whether it's a wedding or a gala, and like literally taking your shapewear off and threw it in the bathroom trash and just moved on with your life. Like, it shouldn't be that hard, and Honey Love gets that. They have the most effective shapewear. It's super comfortable. And what I love is that they don't roll down. No matter how much you groove on the dance floor, Honey Love shapewear features lingerie-inspired design details that you'll want to show off. It is made with breathable fabric, and it helps keep you nice and cool. And for a limited time, you can get Honey Love on sale when you get 20% off your entire order with our exclusive link. It's honeylove.com/toast. The support for our show you'll be showing is just huge. And you can check them out at honeylove.com/toast, T-O-A-S-T. Their sculpt wear, the superpower short I love, is a favorite of mine. The bras from there are also really amazing. Anything you get from Honey Love has the Honey Love stamp of approval. So get 20% off at honeylove.com/toast, honeylove.com/toast.
Thank you, La Turtle.
You're welcome, La Fertile.
Our next story is some biopic news. Another casting, another transformation, Okay. Another picks that look pretty real.
Okay.
So there is a young Donald Trump biopic called The Apprentice in the works. It's about his early years as a businessman. And playing the role of Donald Trump is Sebastian Stan, which for me, he's from Gossip Girl.
Who was he in Gossip
Carter?
Girl? Wait.
Who? What else is he from? How else do you know him?
Pam and Tommy.
I never watched it.
He was excellent. He's obviously like being tapped for like biopic roles because that was a true story too. He plays Tommy Lee.
And it's funny because do you think Tommy Lee and Donald Trump look alike?
Like, no.
Right.
But he was very, very good. Wait, I'm still stuck on Carter.
Oh, and he was in I, Tonya.
I don't like, I saw I, Tonya once and I enjoyed it, but I don't remember it other than like Tonya. You know?
Yeah. But and I remember him. Like, he was with, like,
was he Tanya's bad boyfriend?
I think so.
Actually, I remember him too. He was very good.
That's classic him. No, he was Carter People from Gossip love Girl. Him.
Like, he has a real, like, cult following fandom. People think he's, like, really hot. I never really thought much of him until, I think, the thing I first saw him in consciously was Pam and Tommy. I loved him. He showed his penis. I mean, I think it might have been prosthetic, but still. So he has a good track record for, he obviously, like, is always being tapped to play real people.
Are you now remembering Carter?
By the way, I know Carter. He's there from season one till season six. Like, he always comes in and out. He helps Serena find her dad. Yeah.
That's Sebastian.
But he was like really young and skinny, and like, he looks nothing like he does now.
He also is in Captain America, the first event, like, blah, blah, blah. Which means
nothing to us.
Right. So I think people have been watching him. But his transformation looks good. Also, Jeremy Strong from Succession is in it.
Oh, he's scary.
So I'm happy for him that...
Who does he play?
He plays...
Yeah, by the way, we haven't seen much of the Succession people doing anything.
Yeah.
I feel like Tom Wamsgams did something.
No? Pride and Prejudice.
No, after.
I'm kidding.
Who? Like, I know that Sarah, what's her name, who plays... Siobhan.
Yeah.
She was in an Apple TV show that I didn't think was very popular, but I saw a commercial for it.
Okay.
Jeremy Strong is like culturally famous.
Yes. And the shine of Succession hasn't worn off
yet.
No,
it hasn't.
So, but it's good to jump into the next project soon before it does.
Before, you know, you kind of fall into the Game of Thrones thing where like you're on a show that's so big, people can't see it was anything other than Shiv Roy.
Yeah. Matthew McFadden is his name.
Yes. He's from Pride and Prejudice. He plays
and
Mr.
Anna
Darcy.
Karenina, honestly.
That's so crazy. Like, I think a lot of people didn't even know he was British until he won that most recent Emmy and he gave a speech and we were like, excuse me?
Yeah. Tom? Yeah, he's in like a lot of British stuff. But
yeah, he's like he's someone I feel like who could have been in Game of Thrones. Like, he's always in those sort of like period pieces.
But he looks so
American.
Current. Except not as Mr. Darcy, I guess.
He looks so Midwestern, actually. Like, and that was
like
his...
Like Tom Wamsgans.
Tom's thing was, like, everybody thought he was, like, tacky because he was from Minnesota or whatever. He looked so Minnesotan.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
and is this a movie or a TV show?
It's a movie. Yeah.
Is it a movie that feels like a real movie?
TBD. I don't know when it comes out, but there's the picture so you can see the transformation. It looks like him.
Who were we just saying could really benefit from a biopic? Like, whose career? Oh, Bob Dylan.
He's getting one. Timothée Chalamet. We weren't talking about.
He's not getting one.
Bob Dylan is getting one. Remember? Megan and Harry went to the premiere. But no, Bob Marley.
That's Bob Marley.
Bob Dylan is Timothée Chalamet.
Did we say it was or that it would, like... No, I think we said that.
No, that was the news. Like, he was spotted in New York filming as Bob Dylan.
Oh, yeah? Okay, okay.
And then Bob Marley biopic is out.
Oh, okay, okay. That's where the confusion
came
from.
But we were saying someone else who would benefit from a biopic.
I think it was Bob Dylan because we were saying how we didn't know anything about him and we should watch a movie. No, there was someone else. You're right.
Like, someone misunderstood, maybe.
No, or someone who's, like, big and famous who we don't really... Wait. That's a problem when you have so many stimulating conversations in one podcast. Like, we're never going to be able to remember what we're talking about. The Beatles.
Oh, yeah, they're doing one on each of the Beatles.
Yeah, and we said that was unnecessary.
Yeah, that's a lot.
And then there was Bruce Springsteen with Jeremy Allen Strong.
Right. Oh, my God, how quickly I forget.
But what... Who were... I think it really was Bob Dylan who we were saying, perfect case of a... biopic.
For us. Because we don't know her.
We're the target demo.
Yeah. So, latest biopic news. I mean, a biopic is always a strong movie choice. Like, all the biopics that I've seen, it's always a good way to go if you're a production company. Like,
no,
you'll
honestly
get buzz.
We were just talking about this yesterday, how nobody can create anything original anymore. Like, every successful, and not even successful, every TV show that's announced is either a reboot, a spinoff, or an adaptation of a book. Like, nobody makes original content anymore. And you're right. Half the shit that comes out now is a biopic. It's been lived. It's not creative.
Yeah.
Another, you know, stunning indictment on the state of culture.
Yeah.
So, yikes.
More biopics for everyone.
Yeah.
Hopefully they're swirly biopics.
Hopefully.
Are you ready for our fifth and final story?
I am, because let me tell you the pit of hunger that has encroached itself in the bottom of my belly.
Okay. Well, just hold on to that.
Okay.
It's actually
food news?
No, sorry.
Fifth story Friday is always food news.
It was about to be.
What was the food news it was about to be?
That at 7-Eleven, it's like big gulp day or something, and you can bring...
Your own cup,
but it could be a bathtub.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they
you didn't
know
that?
Fill it up for $2.
People bring like their pickup trucks and they line it with like a tarp.
That's insane.
It's disgraceful.
It's why we can't have nice things.
Yep. It's why days like these are on their way out.
Yeah. Really, what are you going to do with all that slushy?
It's a good question.
Our fifth and final story is that Real Housewives of Potomac star Wendy Osifo's home was burglarized while she was on vacation.
Oh my God.
Her Birkins and jewelry were stolen. So the burglary took place sometime last week in Maryland when Wendy and her family were on vacation in Jamaica. A spokesperson for the county sheriff's office told TMZ that the theft was reported to their office on Sunday, but shared no further details as the investigation is ongoing.
So is she, the third house? Which housewives have been robbed? Kyle, Dorit, Wendy.
Right, but a lot of them have been, like, robbed throughout history. Like, Erica, she was saying, I watched Bet It All on Blonde. I don't think I talked about it.
That's crazy.
I was just loving her from her season, and I was like, I want more Erica. Yeah. Let me see what's going on. And I enjoyed it. And she was happened to be talking about her home with Tom Girardi was burglarized 3 times while they lived there. That's why they got a really big dog.
Tom's house was broken into.
Exactly.
What's that thing? Tom's house was broken into and the burglars, whatever that, it's like a viral TikTok sound. Yeah, like in their lives. But I think being a housewife puts you sort of on like a robber's.
Jennifer Aiden had her car stolen.
Yes. It puts you on like the burglar's map because they kind of like, I've always felt that way about Real Housewives of New York in the early seasons. They would show the housewives' buildings from the outside, be like, oh, Jill's time. And then they would show the building and they would show like the awning, which has the name of the building and sometimes even the number on it. Like they didn't do a good job of like protecting where these people live.
Yeah, even I was just watching something recently and like they come in from the sky, like zooming in on the house.
It's
like,
so crazy.
It's crazy.
And like if I was a housewife, I'd be like, you can't show my house.
Yeah.
And then I did think there was a few years where with certain, just because I was like obsessed with like New York geography, where they were lying, they would show other buildings and the person didn't live there. It's like, okay, put these people in danger who live in this building. Like,
yeah, or just confuse people.
Yeah, there really is no need. I wonder if any of the housewives feel any sort of way about like the outside of their house. Like it's kind of a prerequisite.
Yeah. No, but I feel like you could show the outside of someone's house. Like it's different than coming in on the aerial view. Like here's the street. Like,
well, then I remember there was someone in Dallas. I want to say it was Stephanie Holman before she moved into that sick house who lived in a gated community that I think wouldn't let them film. And they only filmed from the back of her house. We were always seeing like the golf course in the back of her house because the HOA wouldn't let the front film. And honestly, like that was probably the best thing for her and her family.
Yeah. I don't know if the burglars like if it's they Real Housewives related. But they took a majority of her designer bags, including a few Birkins. They also swiped a large amount of her jewelry. Wendy put out a statement to TMZ saying, my family and I are devastated and feel violated by this intrusion. We thank God no one was home.
Oh my God,
so
totally.
So for that, we feel very blessed. Material things can always be replaced.
Yeah. No, it's always like, thank God no one's home. But then when you sit down and think like, that's your jewelry, like, you know, from all your years of life, gifts from your husband, your wedding, like that's horrible.
Yeah.
It's all bad.
Yeah.
And it's just like, why you gotta burglarize? Like, get a job. What if you just got a job?
It's a great question.
Next time I meet a burglar, I'm going to say, listen, there's always a job.
Yeah.
And then you can buy yourself things. Get on LinkedIn. Where is that hustle culture with the burglar community? I feel as though they actually have that entrepreneurial spirit. To go and burglarize someone's home is no easy feat. Like, it definitely takes a little bit of self-determination and motivation. Now, imagine channeling that towards starting a business. Think about how many Elon Musks there would be.
It's sad to think.
It's a sad state.
To think what we're missing out on.
Exactly. The industrious nature we were talking about at the beginning of the week. How we don't have that sort of industrious nature. And maybe that's because there's too much burglary.
Yeah.
What are you going to eat?
Well, I was in the middle of this bar right here. So I'll finish that.
I'm so over bars. Like, give me pizza, you know?
Give me pizza.
I want P-I-Z-Z-A. I want pizza. Well, I wanted to bid everyone a farewell. This is my last show until the week after next. Jax is taking over next week with amazing co-hosts that no one will suffer.
No.
Except for me, honestly. Yeah. Not even, but I'll be of all this content to listen to while I'm on my trip.
So true. I'm really excited for the shows. We have great guest co-hosts. We're going to have a great week. We're going to miss Turdy, but we're going to make the most of your absence.
And I'm excited to come back. I feel like I'll have so much to share.
We're very excited to hear about your trip.
So I'll miss you all. Jax, thanks for holding down the fort.
Yeah, Welks.
And this is kind of the EOW of Jax in NY. This is like your last in-person. No, actually, the next time I'm back, I'm going to be with you.
Yeah.
So we'll be at Flamingos. So you have a lot of in-person content coming at you, which is...
The content's bussing.
Good for you guys, not great for me.
We'll be okay. We'll get through it.
Love you guys. Thank you so much for listening to the Toast of Monday Morning Show, where we deliver the fast 5 stories you need to know every Monday to Friday on YouTube. So watch us on YouTube. Please subscribe. Please video them. Support us on Facebook. Please subscribe. Please subscribe.
Love ya, bye.